You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC.
Hello, it's the 10th anniversary today of the launch of the iPad. I still remember right before it came out, we put together a special issue of Wired of all the things it would change. This utterly magical device, and here we are 10 years later, and it's kind of just there. It's a weird product where it hasn't remotely lived up to the hype of transformation, but still made Apple a ton of money. But anyway, anniversaries aren't usually the most interesting thing in tech, and today the iPad's anniversary is not. It's a story in Vice about an antivirus company called Avast. And apparently, what they've been doing is tracking every move you make online and then selling it. Now, we know we're tracked. I know my location is tracked by all kinds of apps. I'm not surprised that Chrome keeps track of everything I browse. I knew that Verizon, which has the internet connection in my house, knows everything I do online. But the idea that my antivirus software is spying on every website I go to and then selling that data is super creepy. It's very weird. And it's a reminder that data is extremely valuable. And there are all kinds of software products that we use that will collect that data. Now, Avast says that it's anonymized the data, it's not selling your username, but that doesn't really work. It's pretty easy to figure out from a big collection of data who is who based on what they Google and where they went. If you got my browser history, it would be pretty easy to figure out it was me, even if you didn't attach the name Nicholas Thompson to it, because you'd be able to see, I don't know, what Strava page I logged into. So, is it bad to have all this data out there? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe you think it's okay for, I don't know, companies to see what you're doing. But think about everything you search for, right? It'll tell you, like, what LinkedIn pages you went to, like, whether you're looking for another job. If you have a medical condition and you've been looking at websites related to that, it's probably something that you really want to hold super tight. There's a lot of stuff in our browsing histories that we don't want anyone to have any insight into. And the fact that a lot of it is being sniffed and sold by a company behind the scenes that you would never think is doing that is very, very weird. I should disclose that Avast appears to have lots and lots of clients, including Condé Nast, my employer, which used it for some kind of project on sales. But I got to say two things. One, if you have Avast antivirus software and you didn't know this was going on, you might want to think about, I don't know, not using it or uninstalling it. And two, all the extra plugins, all the extra apps, all the extra things you have on your phone or attached to your browser. If there's anything there you don't use and you don't know what it is, just get rid of it because there's a chance it's tracking you too. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.